Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report of the week, May 6, 2023. My name is Judah, and I am the phenologist for this week. May is known as the flower moon in the month of spring wildflowers. On Wednesday, May 10th, Duluth hit a high of 70 degrees for the first time this spring. Usually, it's only about 61 degrees during this time of the month. On Thursday, May 11th, Duluth was 3 degrees short of trying a warm temperature record. The temperature was 80 degrees. It was 20 degrees warmer than average. Loretta found a wild leek by the school orchard and sampled it. It tastes like a store-bought onion. The tamarack trees by the baseball and soccer field have very large buds that are now sprouted as of May 11th. Ms. Ralph's class spotted and noticed 85% of the soccer field is covered in green grass. On May 11th, Miss Rolls' class also saw a wild raspberry bush by the compost shed that had leafed out. The buds on the maple trees at Miss Jackson's house are now really popping and bright and vibrant red. Miss Ralph spied several lupines growing on the North Shore Road. Miss Emma noticed horsetail sprouting by the playground. Two lupines are about 2 inches tall as May 11th. Also, on May 11th, Miss Lounsbury's class found a wood anemone flower blooming. Miss Urban noticed that the aspen buds have bursted with little leaves and are starting to grow. On Monday, May 11th, the staff of North Shore saw a flock of pelicans slowly circling above the playground. These birds are migrating to their southern grounds in southern Canada, or in isolated pockets in the Great Plains District. On Wednesday, May 10th, Miss Lampola's class saw a robin sitting on the nest. On Wednesday, May 10th, the first hummingbird was spotted at Miss Jackson's hummingbird feeders. On May 12th, Emmett saw 3 blue jays, 1 chipping sparrow. Miss Urban has been seeing a lot of warblers return to the school forest, including black and white warblers, oven birds, and black-throated green warblers. Spring peepers and wood frogs continue to call at the school pond. Many students have noticed from the eggs that have been laid. On Tuesday, May 9th, Laura saw a mosquito for the first time this year. On the afternoon of Wednesday, May 10th, Miss Jackson's class went outside when the sun finally popped out after a cloudy morning. The sudden warmth led to the shedding of warm coats, swatting away buzzing flies and insects. The weekend of May 6th, there was a black bear in Lila's neighborhood. She has spotted it in the forest and it has been in her trash. This is the first bear she has seen this year, which means it probably just came out of hibernation. On Thursday, May 11th, Laura saw mud has been drying up so fast, and it is not so muddy outside. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week, and be observant.